This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 340 for Wednesday, April 9th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market made a late push before close on Wednesday after U.S. President Donald Trump said he was pausing reciprocal tariffs on most countries' goods for 90 days while raising levies against Chinese goods to 125%. China announced this morning it will raise tariffs on U.S. goods to 84% effective tomorrow. Chicago's oil was up, but European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were in negative territory. Crude oil entered positive territory after Trump's announcement. The Canadian dollar was up 4/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Tuesday's close. The May canola contract was up $5.20 per ton at $651.40, while the July contract was up $6.10 per ton at $658.80. In the U.S., corn and wheat were higher while soybeans extended their rallies. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will release its monthly supply-demand estimates on Thursday. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported average daily ethanol production for the week ended April 4th at 1.021 million barrels per day, down 42,000 from the previous week. Ethanol stocks increased by 400,000 barrels at 27 million. A coalition of representatives from the U.S. oil and biofuel industries asked the Environmental Protection Agency to set the new mandated U.S. biodiesel production volume target at 5.25 billion gallons for 2026. That would be much higher from the current 3.35 billion gallons this year, but shy of the original proposal of 5.5 billion to 5.75 billion gallons. The U.S. Corn Belt should see wet weather next week, with most of the central U.S. getting warmer than normal temperatures. The May corn contract was up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.74. Reuters reported that China would receive nearly 3 million tons of U.S. soybeans in April and May, despite the additional Chinese tariffs. China has also purchased a large number of Brazilian cargoes over the past 2 days. Grain ship traffic at Argentina's Rosario ports was halted on Wednesday due to a port workers' strike against government policies. The Ukrainian Farm Producers Union said the country could increase its soybean exports to the European Union if the bloc's trade war with the U.S. continues. The May soybean contract was up 20 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.13. A severe hailstorm and freezing temperatures have affected a region of Russia earlier this month, which produces 8% of the country's wheat crop. Jordan tendered for 120,000 tons of optional origin milling wheat. India has bought 2.08 million tons of new crop wheat from domestic farmers since March 15th, up 44.4% from last year. The May Chicago wheat contract was up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.42. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.68. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.06. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, April 9th. In Winnipeg from MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.